is at agrigold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. Well, actually, it's Thursday. Let's get that straight first. This is the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 687, down 9.5. Soft December, 626 and three quarters, down 3.5. December corn is 427, down 4.25. March, 432 and three quarters, down 6.5. July, 447 and three quarters, down 6.75. January soybeans are now 1323 and they're down 21. July, 1279 and three quarters, down 17. December soybean meal, 457.80, down 6.80. December soybean oil is 39.98, down 22.
Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
I'm often asked why we do agriculture on Illinois public media, and one of the best answers I can give is take a small drive from wherever you live out to the countryside, and even if you're in Chicago, it doesn't take all that long, and what you will see is wheat, corn, and soybean fields that connect all of our communities, and the further south you get, the more of those you have. It is the rural superhighway, in effect, that connects us all together. And the reason that is because we all eat. And because we all eat, we all have a stake in what goes on in agriculture. And as a land-grant institution at the University of Illinois, we are in a unique position to both report on and observe that particular story, to inform you about the impact of agriculture on all of our lives in our local communities. If that's important to you, give us a call at 217-244-9455 and say that you would support agriculture. Les Schulte alongside. That's a story we tell an awful lot. In fact, 364 days a year, we get a day off Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's well, everybody needs to take a rest, I guess. Something, I don't know. But yeah, we're here for you because we really think that this is an important part of the service that we provide. As Dave said, you know, it takes about a 10-minute drive, even if you're in the middle of town here, and before you know it, you're in the middle of crops all over the place. And it's important because this is big business. Even if you run a small operation, you've got a lot invested. If you are not even involved in agriculture, you've got a lot invested in what happens to agriculture in this area and to the health of our communities. And that's why we're asking you to invest a little bit back into this service for the information that you receive right here at WILL. We have six analysts a week, is that right?
21.
21 analysts. That's what I meant. I meant we have 21 analysts a week.
Like you said last hour, we're not in it for the math.
Apparently not. You know, it's hard to believe that I actually have a daughter who has a PhD in physics. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. It's 217-244-9455. That's why we bring you agricultural information on all kinds of platforms, because we know you use it in a variety of ways. You listen to it on the air. You listen to it online. Commodity Week, for example, has over 40,000 downloads a month, and that's pretty amazing. So we know that a lot of people just go online and listen to it right there. Terrific. Use it that way. We've got our free ag newsletter. We have our phone app. However you want to retrieve this information, we're here for you. But a couple times a year, we really do ask you to be here for us in return. Make that investment back into us. Maybe it's $120 a year. You decide the value and then call 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. We try to bring you all kinds of services, news, information, entertainment, and agricultural information.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the agricultural markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybeans, interesting, looking at the March because it's essentially taken over the lead month option. It looks like we're on a key hook reversal lower potentially in the contract today.
Well, the soybean market has been trying to trace out, you know, reversal downs the last couple of weeks. We've had a couple daily reversal downs, and then the market maybe wouldn't follow through, and then it would, you know, kind of close higher. But it's kind of been given signals for the last couple of weeks that this 1345 to 1350 area on the January contract was pretty stiff resistance. And it was going to have to take something more than what we had to kind of punch through that. And while we have rallied for the first few days of December, a lot of your technical indicators clear across the board on corn as well as corn and soybeans have reached levels that do imply that a corrective decline here is probably in order. Before we hit, you know, the Christmas week, I think.
So if in the January chart, for example, if we were to fall below with force of around 1307 to 1312, could that indicate change of trend?
I don't think so. I'm away from my desk, but I think as long as we kind of hold this $13 level on beans, I think we're going to stay in pretty good footing on a technical perspective. We did get a big weekly export sales number here today, I think 1.1 million tons of beans. So we do have a various aggressive book on beans, and that should provide some underlying support to the bean complex, even though at least at the moment, everything looks pretty good at South America, but we do have strong world demand for soybeans, and I think a lot of what, you know, I've always made it a rule that if whether or not you're ahead or behind for the year, come December 1st, you get out of the market, because the market is real difficult to get your arms around during the month of December, because you've got a lot of position squaring, and you got a lot of fun activity, you got rebalancing and everything going on, and that kind of sends a lot of mixed signals as you get closer to the holiday.
And very quickly, in the corn market, looking at March, we've traded essentially sideways for the last seven sessions. We're at the lower end of that seven-session trading range. You look for more of that sort of thing, a sideways market into the end of the year?
Well, I think so, and I think what we're seeing in corn and wheat especially, your December contracts expire here tomorrow, and probably what you're going to do is see the March contracts roll down to kind of where the December contracts have been trading, especially on corn. I still think the underlying technical structure on corn is at least positive toward a monthly reversal to the upside, provided we don't, you know, do too much damage, at least in the near term here. So I guess, you know, November beans posted their monthly reversal to the upside during November. I kind of look for corn to kind of get its job done here during December. So I do think there's at least reason to believe that maybe this market might try to get some traction and try to rally. At least from a technical perspective, but I do understand the fundamentals don't look very good. It's hard to find anything on a balance sheet that makes you want to be positive commodities as we go down the road.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Hey, why don't you consider, Les, that as Dan was saying, is getting toward the end of the year, it is a good time to think about giving, because there are tax advantages.
There are tax advantages, as many of you businessmen know, that maybe making a contribution before the end of the calendar year, you can take a tax deduction. Well, that contribution to WILL, also tax deductible. So if you can make that $250 a year contribution, for example, that's a tax deductible.
And get on the bus if you do that, too. Wait, don't tell me.
Mm-hmm. We've got a few tickets to get on the bus to see Wait, Don't Tell Me on February the 6th, our way of saying thanks at that $250 level. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.